Maharashtra's chief secretary, Sujata Sonik, on Friday acknowledged that Mumbai is not a walking or cycling friendly city, reported news agency PTI, and speaking at an event organized by the Indo-French Chamber of Commerce and Industry, IFCCI, she emphasized the urgent need to transform the city into a more inclusive and sustainable megapolis. Right now it's not a very walkable or a bikeable city. How do we work towards that is the big question, Sonak said during an IFCCI event. Sonak, who is the senior most bureaucrat of Maharashtra, said that sustainable urban development requires building, or at least planning to build, a greener planning. This includes integrating renewable energy into industries and ensuring that urban spaces incorporate ample green areas, and she pointed out that recent infrastructure projects in Mumbai have primarily been focused on car usage, with many toll-free roads being constructed for four-wheelers. This approach contrasts sharply with global trends that prioritize pedestrian and cyclist-friendly environments, and civil society groups often highlight the problems of walkers and cyclists, but those concerns go unheard, stated PTI. With temperatures frequently exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, Sonak pointed out the importance of creating urban spaces that can mitigate heat and provide relief to residents. She noted that a less energy-dense city would contribute to overall cooling efforts. French ambassador to India, Thierry Mathieu, urged attention to ecological challenges faced by Mumbai as a coastal city. He warned that rising sea levels could potentially reduce the city's landmass by 10% over the next 50 years, and Mathieu also called for improvements in air quality, pollution control, drinking water access, and public transportation. Sonak said Maharashtra is looking forward for help from France to enhance the metro network more cohesive and improve intra-city transport systems. In a related discussion, French Minister for Olympics and Paralympics, Amin Ecout, Lai Udin Ecout, noted that India is competing against Chile and Indonesia for the opportunity to host the 2036 Summer Games. She emphasized the need for a unique proposal to secure this honor, highlighting the potential benefits hosting could bring to the city. Godrej Industries chairman Nadir Godrej also contributed to the conversation by advocating for the preservation of Mumbai's diversity while addressing these pressing urban issues, with inputs from PTI.